Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back, and thank you for joining us. Bruno Brewiler and Katie Kurtzman are going to be joining us coming up in 30 minutes. Friday night, they and others from We Are Change Los Angeles confronted. Bill Maher took over the show for about 5 minutes. This is the future of activism. It isn't just about taking over the show. It's about the people taking action, not letting anybody stand in their way of getting the truth out. They'll be joining us. Then coming up in the third hour today, we're going to have Dylan Avery and, of course, Jason Burmis, two of the producers and makers of Loose Change Final Cut, coming on the show, and we'll be telling you about the official release date on the Internet, which will be November 11th. You can start pre-ordering on that day. It'll ship November 26th. It was just finished last week. Just finished last week. And so that is, of course, coming out November 11th. We'll be talking about that in some of the interviews and breaking information that is in the new film. We are also going to have open phones today. I will take some of your calls here on the show today. In fact, I will take them in this hour at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. You'll be getting the behind-the-scenes developments of what really happened, not just what was going on the stage, Friday night when Bill Maher's live HBO program was taken over by 9/11 Truth. Turkish troops, weapons head towards Iraq. AP will be covering that. Cheney says U.S. will not let Iran go nuclear. They're not going nuclear, but Cheney doesn't care. He's an arch criminal. Scientists a step closer to steering hurricanes. Remember 2 years ago, we broke it here. Then it was all over newspapers across the country afterwards. They even created a weather control board in Congress. Right when it was declassified, we were able to get a hold of Ben Livingston, the father of weather weapons, who'd been in the Air Force right out of World War II, and then they put him through school to be a meteorologist, and then he'd been the first storm hunter flying into typhoons with over 225-mile-an-hour winds, hurricanes over 165 miles an hour. They had stopped dead in their tracks and knocked out hurricanes by the early 1960s. Stanford Research Institute and the Pentagon certified it secretly in 1967. They killed a series of hurricanes, we're talking Category 4s, coming in to the East Coast in Florida, Georgia, Alabama, South Carolina. And they secretly certified weather control over hurricanes with primitive seeding. Now, when Katrina hit, we shamed the world and pointed out that the government had weather control of the primitive type. We're not even debating the new stuff they've got, which we know they have. But this was declassified that they had weather control in 67, certified by the U.S. government weather control over hurricanes of any category. And typhoons, by the way. Typhoon, again, is just a Pacific hurricane that gets even faster because the waters are even warmer. There's larger stretches and bigger heat differentials for them to power up their cells with, but I'm not going to try to get into meteorology here. The point is that this is huge news. So I'm going to cover this in this hour, but I think I'll get to that first so I don't forget. Sunday New York Post blacks out Ron Paul. Gold stocks see sharp declines. Crystal says Iran is the only real threat to success in Iraq. It is all coming up. And the murder of Dr. David Kelly is all but admitted now. He was about to blow the whistle on no WMDs.
It is a big idea. A new world order. in the near future, Earth is dominated by an powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Would their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making us all slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months. With a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Again, it is Monday, the 22nd day of October, 2007, year of our Lord, and we are going to be live here for the next 2 hours and 51 and a half minutes. Let me just get to this first, before I get to gold and oil and the dollar and the central banks and our economy and housing and all the big developments that happened to Friday and throughout the weekend, the 300-plus point plunge of the Dow Jones Industrial Average, which is only the top 30, ladies and gentlemen. The other tens of thousands of stocks are gyrating into a bottomless pit right now. The yuppies are smiling and running around in football outfits as usual. If they would have woke up, we could have stopped it, but they're not going to wake up. There's a team effort here to stop the New World Order, and they have to really get hurt first before they come in and join the team and come in for the big win against the globalists. But don't worry, you will. You'll learn. The world has a way of teaching you. But before we get into Cheney and World War III, I mean, the news every day, I don't even have words to describe how serious, how on the razor's edge we are. But I thought I'd cover this first. Malibu is burning. Beautiful area there overlooking the Pacific Ocean. Some of the most wealthy people in California, in the world for that matter, live there. And it's burning down hundreds of lavish homes, buildings, landmarks. It is bad. 7-county emergency. The firefighters, the police, are fighting a valiant battle. I commend the firefighters, true public servants, one of the few groups finally that are still public servants, out there risking their lives. But it shows that man doesn't have as much power as man thinks he does. And you never know the unknown consequences of the things that government and corporations and individuals are doing. And so it's kind of a paradox. I think about how man doesn't have a lot of power over his environment, at least with the technologies that are public. But then on the other side of the equation, all of the advanced technologies that are available. And this is out of the London Telegraph today. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. Scientist, a step closer to steering hurricanes. Scientists have made a breakthrough in man's desire to control the forces of nature, unveiling plans to weaken hurricanes and steer them off course to prevent tragedies such as Hurricane Katrina. Let's just stop right there. I don't want the Prison Planet folks or the truthnews.us, Kurt Nemo, to just put a link under it saying, see, we told you so, here's the weather control archive. Or, see, we told you so, here's the murder of Dr. David Kelly archive. I want an article on this with video snippets of the report we did for PrisonPlanet.tv, the hour-long report. Interview with Livingston. We flew into Austin. We thought it was important enough. I mean, I want to go through and point out that this article is a lie. It says they've just developed it in 2007. It was certified by the Stanford Research Institute and the Pentagon and by the Naval War Laboratory, Naval Weapons Laboratory, in 1967. They'd already done it by 64. Repeatedly, that they could absolutely kill hurricanes or steer them and control them. And conversely, make them bigger if they wanted to. By the way, they are. That's why they don't want this news out. They are steering hurricanes. Meteorologists have looked at it. I mean, top meteorologists have said these hurricanes are acting like we've never seen before. And so we pointed out that they could have knocked out and stopped Katrina and Rita that devastated the Gulf Coast a year and a half ago, and that Ben Livingston's technologies, I mean, he is the recognized father of weather weapons, but he could never talk. When you watch shows on the Weather Channel, one of them's called Atmospheres, they did like 6-7 years ago, it talked about how they could, during the dry season in Vietnam, take one tiny cloud and turn it into a huge thunderstorm that would dump 10 feet of water onto the ground. That is 15, 20 inches, and then down in the canyons, it'd be 10 feet of water flooding out the Ho Chi Minh Trail. He would go in there with the squadrons himself, leading them with the SAM missile shooting up at him. Of course, he'd been a pilot right out of World War II. They trained him to be a meteorologist. And by the time he was, I think it was like 30 years old, he was the head of the Naval Weapons Laboratory. He was the first guy to ever fly into a hurricane on purpose. People had done it and died, and ships had gone into them on accident. But to fly into a hurricane, fly into a typhoon, and get measurements and get wind speeds. And he led squadrons of planes in the early 60s into hurricanes off the coast of the U.S. and knocked them out every time. But that was all classified. He could only go public 2 years ago because they declassified it. And when it got declassified, he could then say, okay, I'm ready to go on the radio. I'm ready to talk. I'm the guy that did it all. And sure enough, in all the documents, it's Ben Livingston. He secretly met with Lyndon Johnson. He got presidential awards. He's an amazing individual. But, of course, like all those old vets, he won't brag about himself. I mean, he was 50-something years old flying into hundreds of SAM missiles going up at him over and over again. Hundreds of missions going in to control the weather as a weapon. You could call that negative weather modification versus positive weather modification when they could steer it or control it or knock it out. They have total control, and they've also done studies that it doesn't cause problems because it's just more water going in the ocean to go in and weaken them or knock them out or stop them. And he said with 7 aircraft, modern aircraft, it would take him more back in the 60s, They can go in and hit the four or five power cells that speed up and empower the hurricanes and knock them out. You just fly in and spray them, and then they die. They dump into the ocean. Absolutely amazing. Talk about going into the trenches at the Death Star. I mean, these guys are got amazing courage. And they had it certified, guaranteed, absolute, proven scientific fact in 1967. But by the time, and I remember neocons making fun of me on radio nationally and locally. I remember getting emails going, you tell that old fart he's an idiot and a conspiracy theorist just like you, even though I'd sat in hotel rooms with him with stacks of declassified documents and some that were classified he wouldn't let me look at. With photos of him getting in the planes, the squadrons, the certifications, all of it. The major papers had reported on it after we interviewed him. And that's what this show can do. We're big enough. We're not that big. But we're big enough as a blasting cap or as an igniter to start bushfires on issues, to get people on 9/11 truth or eugenics, neo-eugenics. People go, well, you need to call it transhumanism. Eugenics became transhumanism, so I call it neo-eugenics, modern eugenics. Postmodern eugenics, whatever you'd like to call it. So these are the major issues that we face. And here it is in the papers, several of them today, that, oh, they can knock out and weaken hurricanes. Oh, they just found this new technology in the bottom of a Cracker Jack box. Now, remember, this was declassified 2.5 years ago. We learned about it 2 years ago. You spread the word on it. And now they've been shamed into having to at least discuss. And next time a big hurricane's barreling in, I want all of you calling Congress. I want all of you throwing fits, and just like we did last time, and saying, why is there not a squadron of aircraft? There are hundreds of these companies around the world. The ski slopes hire them. Cities hire them. It works. They know it works. They can make it rain. It's literally 100%. Effective, but government won't get involved in this. But of course they won't tell you they're involved in it, because they already are. If they admit this stuff exists, then people will ask, why is there a horrible drought for 5 years? Why is it flooding here but drought there? And see, I don't just look up at the sky and say, I think it's the government because there's been a drought. There's been natural droughts. There's been natural floods. There's been a lot of natural things that happen. The sun is going wild right now. But on top of all that, we know there are massive classified weather modification programs going on. And I have hundreds of points to prove this. It came out in San Antonio papers and on TV 8 years ago. There were flash floods that in one night killed 30-plus people in South and Central Texas. And they then admitted in the news, because some of the pilots spoke out, that there had been a huge Navy weather control, weather weapons test in South Texas with planes, and they went in and sprayed into thunderstorms, folks, and it created thunderstorms the likes of which Texas has never seen. And it was just a footnote. Well, and then the Navy said, well, we did do some weather weapons tests that night, but it's not related. I got to dig that out. It was in the Express. It was in one of the San Antonio paper. It was on San Antonio radio and TV. I mean, it was just like the Noah's Ark or something. And see, that's just one example. And there's so much going on. There's so much happening. And you tell the general public this. I mean, it's like Vicente Fox admitting they're setting up a North American Union, that they're setting up an Amero on television, on two different national TV shows, and still the neocons go on Dig and our and other messengers and just say we're liars. And you can give them a link and go, here he is saying it. They go, oh, shut up, it's a lie, it's fake. Here's Vice President Dick Cheney saying he was secretly part of the CFR. Oh, that's fake video. It's the same thing here. Here they admit weather control, but it doesn't matter. The general public doesn't read, folks. They'll just say we're liars. See, it's incredible. So we'll come back, cover this article, get into a bunch of other key news, talk to the folks that confronted Bill Maher, and a lot more today. Stay with us.
Ted Anderson from Midas, October 22nd, 2007, gold, 750, 40-ounce gold coins can be purchased for 773.57, 381.40 for half, 190.70 for quarter, that's 773.57, 381.40 and 190.70. The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its 1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
A step closer to steering hurricanes. That's like scientists a step closer to developing the wheel. Scientists a step closer to inventing the steam engine. Scientists a step closer to inventing transistors. Scientists a step closer to inventing the teapot. They had this certified. 100% effective in 1967. But remember, the people who even read don't know that. It's up to us to show them how they've been lied to. We have them yet again on another front, just as it's now coming out, and the vast majority of Britons in their mainstream polls believe the government murdered the head of the Portendown race-specific bioweapons lab, Dr. David Kelly. It's all coming out. There is nothing hidden that will not one day be seen and revealed. Scientists a step closer to steering hurricanes. Scientists have made a breakthrough in 1964 in man's desire to control the forces of nature. I added the 64 part. Unveiling plans. Oh, they'll probably get Nobel Prizes for it when Ben Livingston invented it. They never end! Of course, Livingston will tell you he didn't even invent it. They were doing it in the 20s. No. They were doing it in biplanes, ladies and gentlemen. Scientists had figured this out in Germany and England. But he invented going into the hurricanes. Oh, and they'll give it to some zit-faced New World Order's grandson. It'll probably be some Rothschild. Oh, little Bibby Rothschild invented it in 2007. He's a genius. I'm so sick of these people. Scientists have made a breakthrough in man's desire to control the forces of nature, unveiling plans to weaken hurricanes and steer them off course to prevent tragedies such as Hurricane Katrina. We wrote exact articles on this 2 years ago. The damage done to New Orleans in 2005 has spurred two rival teams of climate experts in America and Israel to redouble their efforts to enable people to play God with the weather. The government's already doing it, Jack. So now they'll take at least 40-year-old technology, again, being used in the early 60s, certified in 67, prance around and then claim they can be big heroes every once in a while with hurricanes. They'll probably claim it doesn't work or something. Then they can continue with their high-tech ionizing the atmosphere with radio waves, microwaves, blasting it, controlling storms, huge antenna farms. And that's 30-year-old. Who knows what they've got now? But you tell the general public they can do that. Doesn't matter, you can hire the Chinese government or Chinese companies to do it. You can totally control it with antennas. The Russians have firms that do it with antennas. It's all over the foreign news, but you tell them. I mean, they can tell Americans that the combustion engine doesn't exist and they believe it because they don't know what a combustion engine is. I mean, they're now starting to ban carbon dioxide and saying you can't have power plants because it's a deadly poison. It's like water has a scary-sounding scientific name. You tell people, and they'll go out and say, ban it. Under one scheme, aircraft would drop soot into the near-freezing cloud at the top of a hurricane, causing it to warm up and so reduce wind speeds. Computer simulations of the forces at work in the most violent storms have shown that even small changes can affect the paths, enabling them to be diverted from major cities. But the hurricane modifiers are fighting more than the weather. Lawyers warn that diverting a hurricane from one city to save life and property could result in multi-billion-dollar lawsuits from towns that bear the brunt. Instead, Hurricane Katrina caused more than $41 million in damage to New Orleans. So this is how they're spinning that we can't use this. No, they form out generally at least 500 miles out over hot waters, sometimes 3,000 miles out, like the last few that came in out of the Atlantic into the Caribbean and into Texas and Mexico, going screaming right over Jamaica and other areas. It doesn't matter. The point is that you go out. That's where you hit it. You don't hit it when it comes up to the city so it dumps all the water and floods people. You hit it out in the ocean. You hit it in the Atlantic. You hit it in the Pacific. You hit it in the Caribbean. You hit it in the China Sea. You hit it in the Gulf. You go in and you hit it. You knock it out. Ugh. 1967. Certified. Certified. 100%. But now they've got to tell us that we can't do it. It'll hurt the towns. Totally made up. 7 to 8 aircraft. Gone. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part, my listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
War as we wage war on corruption, as we crash to the lies and disinformation, Monday through Friday, 11 to 2 Central, live, back from 9 to midnight right here on the GCN Radio Network, restreamed 24 hours a day at InfoWars.com. We're about to go to WeAreChangeLA.org. The great folks at We Are Change spreading across the world, great InfoWarriors, who confronted Bill Maher. You can watch the video up on PrisonPlanet.com and TruthNews.us. Kurt Nimmo did a great story on it Saturday. It's had more than 500,000 views in the different postings I've seen of it online. We're going to be going to them here in about 2 minutes. But tonight, Endgame is almost sold out at the Alamo Drafthouse South Lamar. They do hold back 20 tickets to right before showtime. So if you show up 30 minutes before, you should be able to get in still, because they don't sell all of them electronically. They got about 20 tickets left. I just talked to them. Tomorrow night and the next night is only about half sold, so you can definitely get tickets online to tomorrow night's show and the show after that, Alamo Drafthouse, South Lamar. Here's the extended online trailer for Endgame.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government. Only an educated, informed public can stop them in their tracks.
Shall I begin?
For the first time, all the pieces have been put together. The dots have been connected, and the picture is crystal clear. Earth's ruling elite believe they have discovered the fountain of youth. But before they can attain it, 80% of us must die. A psychopathic technocracy is establishing world government so there can be no escape from their plan.
The New World Order is the Old World Order. I mean, it's just the names have changed, the appearances have changed.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
I would pull up a plane and you and Nick could be interrogated in 4 hours.
Some shots were fired.
I need you to move off the province.
Their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
I don't have to tell you that it is dangerous to make a film like this. I thank God every day that I'm still alive, that I haven't been set up, that I haven't been killed, that I haven't been run over, that my family hasn't been attacked. And I know the cost. And I want people to know that if I ever am taken down, if I have ever crushed by the New World Order, that at least I was still in control, because God's in control. And I do what the Spirit of the Lord wants me to do, and I have put myself in the position of not being afraid. I have committed, and I passed the point of no return a long time ago, and frankly, it's a good feeling. That doesn't mean that I'm not cautious. It doesn't mean that I'm reckless. It doesn't mean that I have a death wish or want to be crushed. If I have any fear, it's that I won't be able to continue my work. If I have any fear, it's that I have projects I want to complete and people I want to warn. So in that respect, I am terrified of being killed or put in a bottomless pit because of that. I have a burning desire to want to reach people, to warn people. I mean, just like I told you about all the weather control they had, patented, designed, U.S. government developed to totally control and knock out hurricanes safely out in the ocean, and all the meteorologists that they consulted said, yeah, it'd be totally safe, wouldn't cause any other corollary effects that would hurt anything. And, of course, they'd only knock out the biggest and baddest ones that were going to hurt and kill people. And I told everybody about it. We had the declassified documents, and now it's finally in the news, and private companies and our government says they're going to test it. They had it certified in 67. They're doing this because we shamed them. Well, it's just like Endgame. You see this scientist, Watson, the head of the Human Genome Project, the discoverer of the double helix in DNA. You see him getting the Nobel Prize in Endgame. In fact, in a couple of the trailers you've seen, when I talk about the dark spirit of the New World Order, we show him having, you know, with all the royalty and the Nobel laureates, giving him the Nobel Prize for discovering the double helix of DNA. I mean, he worked at Cold Springs Harbor as a head of their genetics testing when it was the worldwide capital of eugenics. He's a eugenicist, a top one, the top one in the world. He's still alive. And he's the president, the dean of the Cold Harbor Springs lab. And he comes out and he says, blacks really aren't human. They're not the same as Europeans. He goes on to say people should be banned from having children if their IQs aren't high enough. You know, he's all for one-child policies. I mean, we've read the books he's written. We went and read books he wrote, folks, where he says, well, I'm not for eugenics, but certain races are better. We should control who has children. And I'm for one-child policies. I'm a geneticist. See, And now you see it all in the news. I mean, I started making Endgame a year and a half ago, and it's now all over the news. Cartoons for children about how we're a virus and all need to be killed, and The World Without Us, best-selling books all over TV about how we need to get rid of everybody and humans are a disease, and all these professors saying it, and they're talking about it on the news, and Forbes writers are writing about it. See, now it's real. It's weird. It's like they're almost throwing it in your face or something, because I've been talking about this for years. No one was talking about it. I mean, I don't know anybody, except maybe Alan Watt. In all fairness, I've been aware of him for about 2 years. I know he's around longer than that, but Alan Watt knows what he's talking about on this, because he just write off her own documents. That's why I'd never even heard of Alan Watt, was saying the exact same thing he was saying, and he'd never heard of me, and he was saying the exact same thing I'd say, because you're just reading their own documents. I mean, it's not like we're singing from the same sheet of music here. We're not making this up. We've got boxes of books out there that I read and Aaron read and others read here in the office, written by these monsters. I mean, they're not. All right, we're going to go to our guest. I'm going to shut up. The point is, all these ignorant people are looking at our trailers on YouTube and Google and commenting, and going, he just makes this all up. There's no plan to get rid of 80%. That's the official UN goal in the Convention on Biological Diversity. I mean, that's what the conservatives say. The liberals in the movement want to kill all humans. And they got the power, folks. They got the Human Genome Project. They are developing the bioweapons and admitting it. I mean, you know, I'm totally freaked out. I mean, every day I'm living in a science fiction nightmare, and then I see everybody mesmerized like literal zombies. I mean, they really are zombies watching their TV and their sports and their entertainment, and they have no idea how far down we are. I'm going to tell you something, though. It's very humbling to realize that we have this amazing universe around us where this planet hurtling through space, orbiting the sun, out on the edge of the Milky Way galaxy. There's all this wonderment and the cold weather, so crisp, beautiful green trees and grass and butterflies and the people and the happy, intelligent artists and the actors and the scientists and the school teachers and the friendly auto mechanics and hot cups of coffee and cold streams and trout and rainbows. I mean, the world is beautiful and wonderful, and I love it. I'm in love with life. And then I just see the New World Order. It's horrible and stinking and degenerate and avarice-filled. And I'm just a normal guy who sees an open threat of war against me. I find out they're poisoning our air, our water, our vaccines, our medicines. They're carrying out eugenics on us. I just want to warn people. I put my life on the line here. But I don't want you to say, oh, thank you for putting your life on the line. How could I not? I have a deep feeling in my very fabric of a brotherhood of man. I love seeing people do good. I love seeing beautiful things. I love seeing success. I have a deep feeling of wanting to build and wanting to construct and wanting to honor science and arts and wanting to move upward and onward and to raise people up. And instead, I see angry, hyper-competitive, unhappy people swooping around on their sports cars, and poor, unhappy people grindily eating all their MSG and poisons with headaches, watching their sports drunkenly with their kids on drugs, about to go into the prison system, and the CPS grabbing kids and testing pesticides and drugs on them and killing them, and just corruption everywhere. It just drives me up a wall. I think about what we've done, and we have, by letting it happen. The elite going into Iraq, their own stated goal to commit genocide, break it in three parts, destroy it, killing those innocent people. I make myself look at the children dying of cholera like it's Somalia with their swollen stomachs from no food, no medicine, the extermination ops. We know that many of the contractors have been hired to actually attack the Marines and troops. That's even come out to keep the war going, bringing in and funding and using al-Qaeda forces. And it even comes out in the news, and people don't know what they're reading. I mean, I just think about it, how horrible it is. Who would want to go blast and kill children and then do it in our name? See, they're really evil. The globalists not only do all this, they then tack it on America, hang it on America's neck, hang it around our head, and point at us as that was part of their plan. Stated! They are totally ruthless. All right, that's it. I'm going to go to our guest. Bruno Brewiler, Katie Kurtzman, and Randy. I haven't gotten Randy's last name. I don't know if he wants that out. He's the fellow that they slammed down on the ground and the drug out. The cops showed up with, and said, let him out of those handcuffs, and told Bill Maher's people they were in the wrong. But for those that don't know, in fact, I forgot to tell you, John, to get it. If you go to, and why is this important? Because it's humans taking action. It's info war. It's people infiltrating. They split up, nine of them. About five or six of them spoke out. But just being there, it took guts, and guts is enough. And they spread out, so when they grabbed each person, another one would start speaking out. Pure genius. Exactly what you should do. Exactly what I've advised in the past. And they took it over for 5 minutes. And it's going to happen again and again. You know, they're not going to get away with this anymore. And so I haven't talked to Randy yet, so let's bring him up first. Randy, do you want to say your last name?
Hi, Alex. It's a pleasure to be on with you. Yeah, I'm the one that was escorted out of the studio. They turned the camera on the audience, and that was me. I was the one that was roughed up the most.
No, Randy, again, confronting Bill Maher, do you want to tell people your last name?
I prefer not to because...
that's fine.
I'll tell you why. CBS, where the show is filmed, their security manhandled me the most, and they did... take my ID out of my wallet while I was handcuffed, and I'm sure that I'll never be admitted on the CBS lot again. So
yeah, I know, but not putting your name out there always then creates less protection. I've seen this 1,000 times 1,000. The few people that will listen to me and I tell them to take action, don't buckle, get out of all this stuff, those that do what the lawyers say and are quiet are then privately fed on. But go ahead.
Well, Alex, I trust you.
Fine. No one knows your name. Tell people what happened.
We got tickets for the Bill Maher show in L.A., and we had about 10 going in, and we dispersed ourselves through the audience, and we had a plan we discussed, and we were going to wait for the right opportunity. If Bill said anything about 9/11. Or the war on terror, that was our opening. And so Bill got through the monologue, and we didn't do anything. And then John Edwards was on the show, but that was pre-recorded. So it played in the studio.
I don't walk through. You stood up. You said what? Tell us about it.
Okay, so finally our... during the panel discussion with Chris Matthews and Congresswoman Jackson Lee and Time Magazine columnist,
Goldstein.
Okay, I stood up and I yelled quite loudly, "Investigate 9/11. Nothing else matters." And that just caused a little pause, and Chris Matthews let out a little laugh.
Oh, by the way, you know, he had the celebration show 2 months before 9/11 with Gary Hart and Warren Rudman about how big buildings were going to come down, life was going to change, and he literally was thanking him for sharing the big secret on air. He's a particularly wicked person, by the way.
Oh, I didn't know that. I would like to see that.
Yeah, I'd like to find out where it is. I saw it on television. It caused me to go on air and issue the 9/11 warning, but go ahead.
Well, I had a line for Chris Matthews himself, because when I knew Chris Matthews was on the show, I wanted to direct something at him. But the second thing I said, and I flubbed my line a little bit, but I think I got it out, and I opened the door for the whole thing. I said, because the Sands Hotel in New Jersey had just been imploded like the day before, and it was all over the news. So I said, Building 7 fell faster than the Sands in New Jersey. And actually, I flubbed it a little bit. I said, Building 7 fell fallen than the Sands in New Jersey, because I saw security coming for me. So at that point, I was a little nervous. And I held up my
sign. And then Matthews did that fake little laugh he does, you know.
Yeah.
I'll get you and your little dog, too.
And so then the line I had specifically for Chris Matthews, and it was the last line I got out besides "Don't tase me, bro." I said, "Chris Matthews, you said I promise not to let anything get by me," which is a line he uses in his promo advertisements for his show.
Well, you did a great job. You know, 9/11 inside job is always a good basic. But then more and more people stood up and spoke out. When we come back, we're going to talk to Bruno and Katie, who I interviewed yesterday on the Sunday show for about 30 minutes. And I want to just walk through basically what happened and why this is so important. This is a big deal, my friends, because as this is happening everywhere. I mean, We Are Change and InfoWars.com, folks. All over the country, there's InfoWars chapters, InfoWarrior chapters, We Are Change chapters. There's no orders from headquarters. Just call yourselves that. InfoWars California, InfoWars Austin, We Are Change New York, We Are Change LA. Just go out there, call it your own group. Make up your own name. It doesn't matter. Just get out there, lots of organizations, lots of groups, lots of people, and you get together and you take action. And you go to live shoots, you go to events. Like I used to do years ago, you jump in front of live cameras. When they had stage bio attacks in Austin, I'd jump in front of cameras and say it's absolutely fake. And it would come out that it was fake. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at KenSolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at KenSolar.com.
The next stop that we make will be mine. Tell all the folks to rush up and China too. Don't you know that it's time to get on board and let this train keep on. Riding on through. Yeah, well,
station.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Please don't miss this train.
Because if you do, I'm sorry for you.
Hope you miss it.
Be part of history. Get involved in the info war now. Take action now. If you're out in L.A., join WeAreChangeLA.org. If you're in New York, WeAreChange.org. Get in other groups. Start your own organizations. Take action. Well, I got to commend you, Randy, for being the first to speak up. You did a great job. Just in a nutshell, tell me what they did to you, and then I heard once the cops got there, they got mad and said, take you out of handcuffs. Go over that.
Oh, well, yeah, actually, the LAPD was fabulous. It was the CBS security that roughed me up a bit. And actually, it was crew members when it first started, when they about five of them got around me. It may have been one security guard and mostly crew members, but there was one that was particularly rough on me. They handcuffed me. I was twisted on the ground like a pretzel on the pavement on an outdoor balcony. And he said some rather nasty things to me.
By the way, we've got the clip. We're cutting out all the cuss words to play it later. But didn't Marr also say rough you up? Didn't he say kick you in the butt?
Oh, he said that about one of the last people, but I think about Bruno. He said, don't be gentle. Ass-kicking is what's called for. That he directed to...
Yeah, and we apologize about that mild language, but we're saying it here for documentary purposes. I mean, I'm not a litigious person, but this sounds like grounds for at least an apology. This guy's calling for violence, and indeed, they were violent with you.
Yes, they were. So that's what came out of Bill Maher's mouth.
Well, without saying any cuss words, what you said, he said some nasty things. What did the crew member say to you?
Okay, yeah, I would try to clean it up a little. He said, you're spending the night in jail. You're spending the whole weekend in jail. And so then he told me what a black man was going to do to me in jail, and very vividly described what the cell would smell like.
I don't know why I've had a cop tell me that when I was a teenager. I wonder why that's such a favorite cliche to say.
I don't know. I really couldn't tell you. But when I turned around, I was on the ground like a pretzel, and I finally got a look at the guy's face, and he looked like I said Ted Nugent reincarnated. And I told him that he's got a job with Blackwater, and it took 30 minutes for the police to arrive, and they were just fine. The LAPD as soon as they got there, and I maintained throughout the whole thing once I was outside.
Now we got a break, but tell us what the LAPD said.
I was telling them, you know, I heckled a comedian. Well, the police got there. They immediately unhandcuffed me, and they listened to my concerns about...
Stay there, everybody. I'm going to get to everybody in 70 seconds, second hour.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.